Oh, John, I've been saying this a lot this afternoon. Like Sir Alex once said, football, bloody hell. What do you say at the end of that?
Not a lot. Not a lot. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to have, low periods for thinking about that. I'll pick myself up, which I tend to do pretty quickly, and then lows and highs, and it'll take a little bit of time to get over, you know. I think the more I talk about it, the more I got to be realistic. At the end of the day, we were very, very unlucky not to at least get a draw out of that game. They were incredibly fortunate. Unfortunately, I think we just ended up defending too deep. You know, you can, if you allow a team to keep putting the ball in the box and you've got three giants in there,
yeah,
then they're going to get an end to some of them. You know, we conceded probably, and not that we could do a lot about it, because we conceded corners and not so many free cuts, but corners a little bit. But they got up the pitch, the wind was behind them, and then we just probably defended too deep. And we ended up round about the edge of the 6-yard box in a lot of instances. And that was allowing them to get blocks on the keeper, so he couldn't affect things. And that's sort of where all the goals come from, all quite sort of similar. Well, there was a header, I know, in there that he probably, if he headed that another 20 times, he'd probably put him wider over the bar or hit the post or something, and just put it right across the keeper. So, you know, I don't believe they deserved to beat us today. I'm really proud of our players. We've put a great show on, and that's what it's about in the end of the year, to entertain people. I think we've tried to do that. We've made it exciting. We've shown them, in a nice way, we've not shown them a lot of respect when we've been out on the pitch. We've shown them respect to the club, of course, but we've not looked at them and thought, you know, you're League 2 or you're League 1. It's 11v11. We've tried to get that message across, and the lads did brilliant. Adams obviously does what he does. If he can finish,
they were very nice. I mean, nice doesn't do them justice. They were good goals. The third one, it was worked so well, away so well.
Well, I was just giving Conor Hampson a bit of a bollocking from the dugout, because he was going long, and I was saying, why are you going in there? Can you shorten it up? Of course, it broke, as much as it looked like it was going to give it away, and it broke, and Joe Guest got onto it, and we broke down the end, pulls it, and Adam, one-touch finishes, he often does. So I was about to tell Conor off. So I had to change my story pretty quick. I don't know what my emotions are. My head's a little bit in a bit of a fuzz, to be honest.
So at the moment,
because I don't know, I'm dreading looking back at the highlights of it, of the goals, because I'll be looking and thinking, there'll be areas where we could have done something different. Most of the time that's the case, isn't it? There's always, you look at goals that get conceded, you always look and think somebody could have done better. But,
well, I believe the World Cup final, West Germany's equalised in the last minute. They used to use that at Lillies Hall as an example of how not to defend, according to Nobby Styles, anyway.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I have seen it a few times. Yeah. I think I saw it live, that one, at the time, but it wasn't very old. I don't know, Pav. I mean, we did what we set out to do. You know, we didn't set out thinking that it was realistic to expect a win. We set out to say, look, just give a good, give a good account of yourselves and us as a club. And top and bottom of it is, Wimbledon didn't deserve to win that game.
Yeah.
Simple as, they didn't want it. They didn't deserve to win it. They had possession second half, you know. But I thought we more than matched them first half. It was a good game. And if we'd have got beat 4-3 in that manner today by Halifax or Fylde or something like that, I'd have been probably feeling just the same. You know, just the way it feels when you lose from a winning position.
Because you've got to lift the players now. When's the next game? back to the bread and butter of the league.
Next Saturday. Yeah. Next Saturday. You know, in a way, you probably need a game just to get over it. You know, we could have done them really playing on Tuesday. But we don't have one. Or have we got Stalybridge Bridge in Manchester?
No, I think that's a week on Tuesday, yeah.
So, you know, there's not a lot we can do. We just got a little time to think about it. We won't think about it for long. Because there's no point, there's nothing you can do to try and solve or change your emotions. They are what they are. And we've got to be strong enough, pick ourselves up. It won't take me long to pick myself up. It is what it is.
Well, at some point, you're all going to sit back and think, that was Marv, we did superbly well. I mean, to be leading a team that's just outside the playoff places, 3-0 to within, what was it, 20 minutes of the end, 15 minutes of the end of the game?
Yeah, well, that's probably what makes it harder to take.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, if you get stuffed, you get stuffed.
You know, but this, the fact that we were 3-0 up and they weren't causing us actually that many problems for a long, long time. And until I watch the game back again and look at what we might have done differently, I can't suggest what it was that we should have done. But I'm sure there'll be stuff there. But look, I'm just proud. I'm proud. If somebody said you get beat 4-3 today, and I said, well, fair enough. Yeah. You know, take that to some degree. That'll mean we will have taken them on a little bit, and we, you know, would have been done enough to create chances. We're gutted to lose. We're proud of the players. They've done brilliant. We're proud of the club. We've dealt with today really well as an event.
Yeah.
And we just look forward to doing it again next year.
Great, thanks.